I'm Adam.
And I'm Meg.
And we're going to watch Breaking Bad.
In reverse.
Breaking backwards? End of an era is here, everyone.
Like, there should be, if I could make any slight suggestions for editing, if you could put in some, like, very heavy orchestra music there that suggests, like, finality.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can sneak that in there. Yeah, guys, Meg has gone from one of those people who is like, I've never seen Breaking Bad, to she's seen Breaking Bad.
Just in the wrong order.
All the way through, though.
Yeah, that's true. I've every watched episode, it backwards.
Every episode's gone through your brain balls.
Yeah. I've seen all... You're right. I've seen all Breaking Bad. I'm now a person who's seen all of it. And I can say it is a TV show that I have watched. That's the end of it.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to watch it in forwards at some point?
I do. And I'll tell you why, Adam, because I know you're curious.
I'm curious.
That was mean. I shouldn't have done that. I think that... As logical as the show is to you, having watched it in your brain forward several times before going backwards, there are some storylines that don't track.
Okay. And,
this might be just a question I have. Maybe I'll save it for a little bit later. Like, for example, something that doesn't track is, how could Walter not get a better job than just this if he's such an accomplished chemist?
They kind of don't really... That's just kind of not addressed.
Well, I feel like that's, you know... One of those things they should talk about, like, a little bit. It's like, oh, but you had all those sexual harassment lawsuits or something. Like, oh, there was that murky stuff you said about the Holocaust. Like, why didn't they have some fucking hubris thing of his own that made it, like, yeah, no, this guy's problematic.
Maybe he's just, maybe he wanted to teach because he wanted to change lives. And then he's, like, 50, and we're like, we don't want a 50-year-old scientist. Not us.
But no, because he's been a teacher for a minute now, right?
Yeah, he's been a teacher for a minute. That's, but like, maybe the bloom has like just recently gone off the rose on teaching.
Okay, so here we go. Tracking that, we're thinking that science, in my head, what you said just now is science and education is both ageist, like both fields are ageist.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Absolutely. We want those fresh, hot pieces of meat, fresh out of
teaching school. They don't want old, crusty scientists who are probably just like, God did it. Like, they don't want that.
You know what would have really complemented this storyline even more to me is if Walt was still paying off student loans of when he went back to college to get his teaching degree.
Oh, yeah. That'd have been lit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'd have been fire, yo.
I mean, like, that would have met the trifecta of, like, underpaid public servant who has a terminal disease and... Mm-hmm.
And student loans.
Yeah, student loans. And to complete the trifecta, like, and it's... I understand that a trifecta only has three things. With a, like, kind of harassed and harangued wife who can't get out of a cycle of abuse. Like, it would just be such an American tale.
It'd be, yeah. No. That's very true. Vince, get it back at us with
Vince,
your...
Vince, can we rewrite the whole thing from the first episode and include him have...
Because you wanted to make the sympathetic character, right? And Meg wasn't really sympathizing with him, but if you gave him student loans, Meg would have sympathized with him a bit
more. I would have been like, I understand because those fuckers, they don't quit for nobody. I remember I accidentally made a double payment when I had barely any money when I was pregnant and like fresh out of college. And I called to say like, I need a payment reversed. I didn't mean to make two. And they're like, oh, we can't. And I was like, oh no, that was $200 I needed for food. Like,
I'm making those payments right now and it's scary.
It's hard, man. It's tough.
Jeez. But yeah, guys, it's late right now. It's okay. it's 12:30 a.m. I just want to let you know that. Well, for me, Meg's at like
9:25.
Totally reasonable last time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We just
that's okay.
It's been a busy bit, and thank you for being so.
Oh, I just want them to know why I might be say like goo-boo-boo, or like goo-boo-boo.
I've had several nights of bad sleep, so maybe we could call this the pilot series finale, aka the sleepy one.
The sleepy something. One? I don't know. We have so many sleepy ones.
The ultimate sleepy compendium.
We're tired a lot between you surfing and me just always being chronically tired. Maybe I have mono. I don't know.
You could have mono. Did you share any Coke with anybody? Coca-Cola with anyone? Because people say you can share, you get mono from sharing a Coke with someone.
Well, I ripped lines on the same dollar bill with a friend the other night, but that's not Coca-Cola.
How were they looking? Were they looking clammy?
The lines?
Yeah, the person you ripped the lines with.
Oh, they were looking pretty clammy.
They might have mono.
They might have mono.
Did they keep going, fuck, it's so bright in here, I hate
this. Yeah. And then they kept telling me about their business idea.
Oh, yeah, well then they're...
Yeah, I got an idea, you see?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was high on cocaine, you see.
But his business idea was all about, like, what if you have mono and you want...
Yeah, what if you have mono, right, and you sell that? cars, bitches, yeah. That's what he kept yelling.
Profit. Okay, so Adam is a sleepy bee.
I'm not, like, sleepy. It's just, like, you know, it's a witching hour.
It truly is. You should be out there getting up to some mischief.
I should.
But instead, you're just here with my dumb ass.
In New York City. Oh, people are running around singing show tunes outside.
Right now?
Uh-huh. Like, it's midnight in Brooklyn. Well, fire escape.
And are they doing, like, some cool type of jazzy tap dance as well?
Yep.
They
sure are.
Wow.
And it's so weird. If you think, like, oh, God, that's so cool. But then you walk out and you know the choreography and you're just part of it. That's what it's like here, Meg. That's what it's like in the big city.
It sounds magical. The part of the big city I live in, everybody has the same hoodie.
Yep.
All of us love food trucks. And nobody likes to get regular milk in their coffees. And that's cool.
What kind of milk do they get?
Oat.
I've switched to almond entirely.
Oh. That's good for you.
I don't like oat milk.
I have never had it.
No. It just tastes like oats.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't hate that then. I don't know. Oats aren't that
almond
bad.
Milk, I think, kind of tastes like milk.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I don't find that to be true at all.
Well, fuck you. That's what I think.
Yeah, you're right. Fuck me. I suck. Anyhow, so we watched this episode. It's called Pilot.
It's called Pilot, which there's no... So when I first watched this, I was like, okay, we're going to see a plane or an airport or something, but I don't know why it's called Pilot. I don't know if it's like a thematic thing or a reference to the plane crash.
Because they had the season two already figured out,
okay.
Yeah, that's a whack-ass name. It should be called, like... Mr. White goes to Breaking Bad Town.
I don't legitimately understand why some TV shows have their first episode just called officially pilot.
It's like every episode almost.
Others
every
don't. Yeah. Like Mad Men doesn't.
Oh, really?
It's called like Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. And then this does. And I remember Lost also is just called Pilot. But that actually kind of makes sense because a plane crashes.
Yeah. That's interesting to think about. You know, I don't think like... I don't know the episode names of literally anything, but I guess it just depends on how fast they get series orders. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure The Wire's first episode isn't called Pilot. It's called like shit, drugs.
Get out of town.
But I don't know. But yeah, we watched the pilot and it's a good pilot, I think.
I thought this was a good pilot. I thought I think as a standalone episode of television, I understand why they would show this in TV school a lot. Mm-hmm. I didn't remember any of it other than,
oh yeah, because like, Meg saw this like years ago.
Because it is like this and Cheers are two episodes of television that you'll watch a lot. I'm trying to think of another one where they like people seem to think they like set it up really well.
Would they do Arrested Development? Because that's in my head one of the best pilots I've ever seen.
I think that is such a standalone exceptional show that nothing else is like that.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm trying to think of the other show. Oh, Northern Exposure is a pilot they'll show.
Never
a lot.
That.
Oh my god, I wish I could. It's really hard to find. The music was such a huge part of it, and they didn't retain any of the licenses to the music.
Oh, Jesus.
So they can't, like, it's bizarre. I don't think it'll ever be streaming. It's a fantastic show, though. Like, I wish I could have done something similar like this. It's very good.
All I remember is when I worked at Best Buy, they had the Seasons on DVD, and they came in little puffy vests, the box sets.
That would make sense for the show mm-hmm. in Alaska yep. and everything.
And I was like, that's interesting, but I don't know what this is, and I'm 16.
mm-hmm. I would have loved for you to have just, like, dipped your toe into that, and then like people really like, oh, this really Jewish doctor had is like forced to do his residency in a small liberal town in Alaska, rural Alaska, where everything's ass backwards, and he just wants his bagels and lox. And I know that sounds like I'm being very stereotypical, but like that is a thing where he's like, I can't get any good schmear, and it, but like it's not.
Is it like multicam?
No, it's not. It's a single cam. It's an hour long, and it's just so, it's just very, I don't know. There were a lot of sexy hunks. John Corden is in it. Corbin?
James Corden's in it?
No, not James Corden. He was in My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh.
And he,
I didn't know James Corden was in My Big
no,
Fat Greek
it's one. Not. Adam.
Okay. He's in Cats. I know that.
That's... John Corbett, I think, is his
John,
name.
Okay, John Corbett. Got it.
And he was hunky. And the guy who played Joel Fleischman was hunky. And I'm sorry, I'm just talking about hunks you've never seen. And that, and probably most of our listenership haven't seen. And I suggest you look them up, because in the 80s and early 90s, they were good-looking men.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we like attractive people on this podcast.
And we like good pilots. And this, mm-hmm. I think, is a good pilot. And I understand why they show it, because they tell a complete story pretty quickly.
They do. Yeah. And they start in medias res.
In medias res. They in tell the story. They start the story in the middle. And that uh-huh. is, you know, a trope that is generally started to be frowned upon. It's a very Pinterest 2016, I think, is how the kids would describe it. It's very... you know, been done before, you know.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. I didn't know that. I mean, this show does it a lot, and they still do it in the form of Better Call Saul.
I mean, I think what it's like part of the format, but in general, like, the type of notes you get from showrunners now is, like, stop starting scripts with a scene and then put 3 weeks earlier, or referring to something, you know, that, like... this has already happened. Now, I have a pilot that went very far that, like, greatly relied on in median res to tell a story. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. You liked it. It went, you know, it was.
Which one was it?
It was the one that was in development.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah. Thank you. But, anyhow, yeah. So we open up and it's the desert.
Yeah. Pants.
They're. Flying through the air. The
pants are flying through the air. And then there's an RV. Who is in it? We don't know.
But
we know.
We know. Yeah, because we saw last week's episode.
Yeah, it's Walt and Jesse. And then there's Emilio and Crazy 8. They're on the floor.
They're sliding around. They're not doing a goddamn thing.
And at this point, were you like, this is where we pick up next week? What happens in between here and now?
Very little, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's just them chit-chatting on the side of the road.
Waiting for help. Another one of those bottle episodes. Weird to start a series off that way.
Do you think there's ever been a bottle episode pilot?
I was just thinking about that as like a stunt. Like, legitimately before you said it. And I don't know. I don't think so.
The closest thing I can think of would be, and it's not a bottle episode, but The Walking Dead starts off with very few of the main characters, and then they all get introduced in the second episode.
Mm.
But I also fucking hate The Walking Dead.
I don't like zombie stuff. But
mine zombie stuff. The Walking Dead, I think, is ass. It's an ass show.
You surprise me with your take sometimes.
Do I now?
Because it seems like, and I agree with you that it's an Ash show. I don't find, I don't like zombie things. And so I probably would have found all of the problems that they faced in this zombie thing, something I wouldn't like. In general, I think when I see something that's like a very bleak portrayal of the end of the world, like, and then people are trying to eat you, I don't like it. That being said, sorry, you don't like The Walking Dead, which was like arguably a very popular AMC franchise. And then you also don't like, not related to AMC, but the Joker movie, which is a thing people lauded as like a triumph of cinema. And
people lauded it for like a week and a half. And I feel like a lot of other people were like, okay, guys, calm down.
Really? Okay.
Because it got like, I don't know, the RT score is not that high on it.
Really? Okay.
It's like low 70s.
That isn't that high. There might be some Boss Baby movies with similar ratings. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
that
Boss,
off the top
I mean,
of my head.
Those are masterpieces. That's not. That's a. No. No, The Walking Dead's frustrating just because it kind of exists just to exist. There's no like end in sight. It's just like a soap opera. It's just going to keep going on forever.
I mean, because they've like branched out so far from the actual like graphic novel at this point.
It's just kind of like, I mean, similar to Joker. It's just kind of like, isn't everything fucking sad?
The state of humanity, man.
Sad. And like, I remember watching that at the same time I was watching Last Man on Earth, which was such a better version of the apocalypse.
That's so funny. Will Forte is also in Sweet Tooth, which is now the third week in a row I'm trying to plug you on it.
Okay.
And that's another post-apocalyptic thing.
So many people recommending shows to me lately, and I realize I don't think I've watched a television series that's not Breaking Bad for this podcast since March.
I just haven't done it.
I don't know why.
Super surprising. I was hard pitched to the point, but that I have to watch it. Some HBO show called Staff Let's Flats.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, but I feel like we have to watch it because the people who are recommending it are so well respected to me and in the industry that it's like, oh well, then it must be brilliant. Like, so I think we should probably watch it.
Okay, you know, check it out.
Staff Let's Flats.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, I think, purposely supposed to be a bit of a tongue twister, a bit of a mouth.
Yeah, no, my tongue is a bow tie right now. It's twisted.
I see that. All right, so we got the pants.
Yeah, I got the pants.
We got some slidey babies. And
you got some slidey babies.
And we're getting off the road. We're going into a goddamn ditch. We're losing control of the car. And Walt has to get Jesse, who is unconscious, out of the van, right? The RV.
Right here, all he does is he grabs the tape recorder.
Oh yeah, he records it
and makes a little video.
And then he shoots. He points a gun at
He points a gun at the camera.
Yeah, and he breathes heavy, and he's not got any pants on.
No, he's not got no pants on because we saw where those went.
In the air.
Yeah, and he did that, and then they play the Breaking Bad theme song.
Which we all know by heart.
Which we're not going to do.
Yeah.
Goes like, oh, baby. Oh, baby. My baby. My baby is here. I want to make love to my baby. I want to make love to my honey, my woman. Want to have sex with her. Want to make love, make love, make love.
And it's a completely black screen while this is happening?
Yeah, it's completely black. It's just, and it's, there's no instruments.
Yeah, no, we're in agreement. It's just an acapella version of a riffed love song.
Making love, having sex with a booty, booty in your face, making love. Which is odd.
Because it has nothing to do with Breaking Bad at all.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. Sometimes you do it on the side from the front to the back, and other times the missionary, regular missionary. We like to do a regular missionary.
And then that's it. That's the end
of it.
That entirely.
Yep. And then you it's I wonder who sings that.
Oh, that's a classic Patti LaBelle song.
Oh, it's Patti LaBelle who sings that?
That was.
I thought it was a man's voice, but it's a woman's voice.
Yeah, it's Patti, and she.
Patti LaBelle. Okay.
Yeah, it's Patti LaBelle, and it was on the same album as that "Shake It Up" song she does that everyone likes so much.
From the, like, Taylor Swift song "Shake It Up"? Or
no, this is Patti LaBelle we're talking about.
Oh, Patti LaBelle. Oh, okay.
She. There are other songs named "Shake It Up." You know,
I didn't know that. How's Patti LaBelle "Shake It Up" go?
It's great. It's a. I've got to. I can't take it till I do do do.
Right. Oh yeah. That,
and then
that's,
she goes,
that.
"Stir it up." Maybe it's called "Stir It Up." It's "Stir It
Maybe.
Up."
Maybe.
Yeah, it's "Stir
okay.
It Up."
Well, I didn't. Wow, I watched this whole show, whole bunch of times.
Didn't know. It was
Never
Patti
knew
Patti
LaBelle.
LaBelle. Yeah, it's like when people hear "Fast Cars" by Tracy Chapman and think it's a man. It's the same thing with this Patti LaBelle "Breaking Bad" theme song.
Yeah. I wonder if they... Okay, let me, I'm on the Wikipedia right now. Hold on. Okay, so apparently they went to her and they were just kind of like, do whatever. It's a show about a teacher who sells meth. And then she came back with that. She came back with that song about doing it a bunch. And Vince was like, you know, it wasn't what we expected, but we thought it was great. So that's cool.
Could you imagine?
I'm not... I can't imagine. I'm reading it off the wiki.
That's so wild. That
yeah,
she's,
it's wild.
She has, like, if you give her creative license, she'll do whatever. Like, she'll do it. And
yeah,
and here, no. again, a testament to Patti LaBelle. She can make
yeah,
it happen.
Yeah, I gotta put some of her songs on my workout playlist.
I think you would like it, because that one that's, like, Lady Marmalade, I think, like, that's a banger. You know?
Sounds like
it. You know it. Hey, sister, sister.
Oh, that's okay. I know that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you would be like a little surprised if that came. You'd be like, oh, like I think you would be.
Yeah, no, I got you. No, Hammer Curls.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Bisupinated Hammer Curls. We talk about them. We talk about how much we can lift.
Yep.
It's a lot, guys.
It's a lot of weight, guys. And we do it and we make everyone in the gym know.
Wait.
That we just lifted. We go. Ugh! We're those people. Forgot what we were talking about.
It was Patti LaBelle and
Patti LaBelle.
When you work out like I do, and you know,
yeah.
recognizing that like maybe she could, you know, pump you up a little bit more.
Yeah. No. Okay. I could get pattied.
You get a pattied. Yeah. Get yeah, pattied. Yeah, yeah. Get patty caked. That's what they call it.
Okay. All right, but yeah, I would love to chat LaBelle all day.
Yeah, no, this is the new podcast. It's called Patti LaBelle.
LaBelle O'Well with Adam and Meg. 3 weeks earlier is what shows on the screen.
And he is coughing? What happened? I don't know.
He's waking up.
Yeah.
He's waking up. And that's when you see, like, he got, like, nominated for a Nobel, or you contributed research for a Nobel Prize thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, how was teacher that makes 40 grand a year not, like, how was that, like, oh, that's the only thing he can get? Like, that, why, what happened in his life that made it impossible for him to do better?
He probably whipped his dick out at some point.
You think so? And so they're like,
yeah, and now they only let him around kids.
Yeah, no science. Get this man in a classroom full of teenagers.
Yeah. Okay, that logic's maybe not sound, but that's just one theory.
I feel like
maybe he refused to whip his dick out, and they're like, we don't need that in the lab.
Oh yeah.
And is like, the only place that it's kosher to never whip your dick out is a classroom.
Jesus.
That's where you have to go.
Boy, very sad pictures painted here.
Yeah.
I think he was just a bit of a jerk and maybe difficult to deal with. And, you know, I feel like Skylar was like, maybe you could be a teacher when nothing else happened. And he's like, okay. But, like, why isn't he a college professor? Why isn't he tenured? Like, why is this brilliant man stuck in this stupid position? It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe he like got really into Nintendo, and then when it was time to apply for jobs, he's like, well, just one more level, and then years go by. I certainly know that frustration.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like that is a piece of the puzzle that is missing for me, is having that explained. And I know that like Vince really likes to just like have stuff happen off camera, but like, I don't know. That's like too big of a chunk for me.
What's the exercise machine he's doing here? This little steppy thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it works out your calves, maybe? I don't know.
He looks tired. But yeah, then they go to breakfast and they're having veggie bacon, and it's number 50. And you've seen bacon in numbers before.
Yes, I have. And it seems like they just give up on his cholesterol. They're like, you have cancer, so yeah. God bless you if you have as much cholesterol as you want.
First 51st birthday, Skylar's mad at him.
Just like a little, the one is very small, remember?
Yeah, and she's really scared because he's, you know, evil.
Sure. And then he does the 52, the two, by himself. He makes it by himself in a Denny's.
At a Denny's, then he's like, I can get my meal for free, that's great. Because if you have an ID on your birthday at Denny's, you get your meal for free.
I should have done that this year.
I should have done that too. God, I love Denny's.
Do you?
I really do.
There's
I used to go to the Denny's on Sunset a lot by UCB.
The one in the Gulch?
The one on Hollywood.
Which Denny's on Sunset? The one on Gower by the Gower Gulch, or the one that
I don't know what the Gower Gulch is, but it's near. It's like just a few blocks away from UCB Sunset.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I believe you.
I mean, UCB Sunset, not a place anymore, so not the best place to give directions, but still.
That's a theater that has not said a fucking word during all this reopening.
Yeah. They're gone here, too.
I need to do.
My credits didn't transfer.
Where are all these funny, sexy singles going to meet each other?
I don't know. Back alleys.
Yeah, I forgot about those.
Yeah. You know those back alley fuck fests that are hilarious?
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, yeah, baby.
All right.
Walt Jr.'s a dick about the breakfast. That's all that happens.
And Skylar is not backing down. God bless her.
No. Then Walt goes to school and he's like, hey, here's what chemistry's about. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and he does some cool stuff with chemistry where he, like, made the flames turn different colors, and it seemed like some people were a little into it, and then some fucking kid's got to try to make out named Chad, and of course a Chad tries to make out.
Do you want to hear about Chad?
I guess we have to.
Yeah, he's played by Evan Bobrick, and he's never been in Crash. he was in this is his first thing, and then something called In Plain Sight. And then he was a writer on two short films. And it looks like he hasn't done anything past 2014. He said, you know what? I nailed it.
I did exactly what I wanted to do. And now I can move on. No shame.
Yep. And that's all there is to know about him. And who cares?
Yeah. His girlfriend looked old.
Yeah, and I can't find her, so I don't care. But yeah, she looked old as shit.
Yeah, it was bizarre. And then they go to the...
It kind of goes right to the car wash.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, they do go right to the car wash. And Bogdan's like, you got to go wash cars because the other guy called off. He quit. And you got to do it. So go do it. And then he was cleaning this sick-ass red Corvette.
And we're sure it's a Corvette.
100%.
Okay. And you saw it? Like, did it say Corvette in big letters? Or, like, how did you know?
Because that's what Corvettes look like.
Okay.
Do you want to fact check me on this?
No, I don't want to fact. No, I trust you. I just don't know.
I feel like the fact that you're asking, are we sure it's a Corvette, implies that you don't totally trust me.
No. I'm just like, it's like when you see someone like, it's like if you solved like a really hard math problem, I'd be like, I trust you, but holy shit, are you sure? That's a lot. Like,
it's a Corvette. I don't know. They had the two flags. It's the Corvette.
They have flags? Yeah. Cars don't have flags. No, they have wheels. What's a flag on a car?
No, the logo is the two racing flags for
Corvette. Oh, okay.
I did see a car today, though. It was a truck, and it had two flags. And one was the snake, and it said, don't tread on me. And the other one was the Blue Lives Matter flag. And I went, it was a big truck. And I went, oh, boy.
Seems like a cool guy. Seems like he probably hangs out at parties and is
super
nice
into
and
just kind of
keeps his opinions to himself. Or herself. I don't know. I don't know this person.
It was a man for sure.
It seems like a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, then, oh, yes. Oh, the Chad owns the Buick. What is it?
It's a Corvette.
The Corvette?
The Buick comes in later, and I don't know that.
And we're sure that's a Buick.
I don't know for sure on that, and I'd love you to check, because I was, like, pretty sure that's an old Buick in my head, but that's one I would like to
Okay,
have.
I'll check that when we get there.
Good.
If it's here. I won't check that hard, but.
Thank you.
Yeah, but then he goes, well, let's go home, and, oh, it's a surprise party. Oh, great.
And guess who's there? A lot of people I didn't expect to be in the pilot. One is named Gomez. The other, Carmen. Like,
why didn't you expect them in the pilot?
Carmen is like...
Not Carmen, I get, but Gomez. Gomez is...
Okay, I'll around, say, man. Okay, informed as of, like, an opinion informed entirely by how I felt when I first... I'm adjusting my mic, I'm sorry. How I felt when I first... like, watched the show and heard the name Steve Gomez, I certainly was, like, not thinking, Steve Gomez, that's a person that we are, like, with, riding with until the beginning of the series. Like,
okay.
I think because we always refer to him as Steve Gomez, again, mm-hmm. It's like how I would say, like, Lauren Scharf to my daughter to explain the friend I was talking about and not just any old Lauren. Like, remember Lauren Scharf.
Yeah.
That's why I thought maybe Steve Gomez was a little bit less important, but guess what? He was really important.
Yeah, yeah. He's at he's one of Walt's best friends. Walt and Steve hang out all the time.
Yeah, he definitely would go to why would he be at fucking Walt's party? I don't get it.
Walt has no friends.
That's true, he really doesn't. He like almost makes a friend one night and then he goes and kills his daughter. Like,
yeah,
why is
that's Walt's
conflict MO. Prone, like, is a nice way of putting it.
For a little bit of time, Jesse's kind of his friend. He buys him a watch.
Yeah. And that's it.
And then Jesse tries to kill him.
Yeah, like I said, conflict prone.
So, you know, a lot going on. It's a complicated man. Marie looks awful. And
She's also just being awful because Carmen's like, oh, your stomach's so flat. And like Marie's first words are like, no, she has a bump or something shitty.
Yeah, something shitty. Like she's shown.
Good job on that.
The biggest important thing about this scene is really Hank basically letting Walt hold his gun. And you're like, oh, this guy doesn't look like a criminal.
He seems he doesn't seem... capable of doing any crimes. He's doesn't
and then know. Hank's on the news and he busted a meth lab and Walt's like, what? They make that much money?
$700,000 for just a small medium meth operation? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Walt's like, I can just make that one time and then I'll be good.
Yeah. And he goes, I'll take you along on a ride along sometime, buddy. And then what happens? I don't know.
Well, we go back to the car wash and Walt's checking out a lady.
Oh yeah. Don't we miss the hand job scene if we go to the car wash that quickly?
They already have the hand job. Oh fuck. I guess that wasn't here. Yeah. Skylar gives Walt a hand job,
but she's also very distracted, like betting on things on eBay for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can't tell if she's buying or selling. I think she's selling, but I don't know. And she's hoping the price goes up.
Guess I don't know. I thought she was buying and she was happy she won, but I guess you know, it's been a while since I've just not done buy it now on eBay.
Yeah, I do buy it now mostly.
Yeah, because who needs it? Well, you yawn, yeah. I yawn.
Mm-hmm.
That means we're not psychopaths. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It's something about psychopaths won't yawn when other people yawn because it's like an act of sympathy that like they don't have.
Oh, but I yawned on my own and then you yawned, so you're not a psychopath. We don't know if I'm not yet.
And also the jury's out, like I'm weird, like yeah. I don't know, I could be the exception that rules the rule. So anyways, he gets a handy and it's a little awkward and she's distracted and they're just talking about like
did you enjoy this scene?
I did like this scene. This is like kind of what they teach you at writing school, like have their them be in the worst possible place to have the conversation they're having. And like, yeah, getting a hand job on your birthday is the worst place to be like, yeah, no, I will. I am going to paint. I am.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is because, yeah, this pilot's 58 minutes because it was filmed to potentially be on like an HBO. And I'm pretty sure this one is cut because I saw this like on AMC one time and this doesn't make it in. The boobs also don't make it in.
Ah, that's a pity.
And we'll get to the boobs.
I can't wait.
Yeah, okay, well then he goes to the car wash, I think.
And then he's like checking out some spicy senorita, I think is what you would call her.
It's what I would call her. And I'd yell it at her.
She just, he passes out. Because he coughs so hard from how spicy
she is.
Well,
you know, you might not know this. You don't have a dick. When you get a boner that's like really, really big, sometimes you pass out.
Oh, because all the blood leaves your head.
All the blood, yeah. And then sometimes if you get it too fast, literal brain cells will travel to your dick.
And your dick gets sentience. And
yeah.
No, that makes sense.
And so that's it. And it hurts. So then you go, ouchie, 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 ooh, 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 ow. Yeah, Walt passes out because of the boner. The boner has a brain cell in it.
It's too dense.
Yeah, and he wakes up in an ambulance.
And he's trying really hard not to go to the hospital.
Yeah, but do you know who's stopping him? Christopher Dempsey, who plays the EMT. And he's been in a bunch of stuff, including something this year called The Jigsaw Puzzle Murders.
Oh, is that not the Chris Rock one?
No, that's Spiral from the Book of Saw. Very different.
Oh.
The Jigsaw Puzzle Murders is actually, it's listed as rumored.
Oh.
So I don't know if it's coming out. But let's see. Oh, no, come on. Be in Crash. Be in Crash. He wasn't in Crash. No. But he was in Nothing of Note. Okay. That's it for him.
Think if we lived in Albuquerque in the 2000s when everything was filming there and you were just like the biggest fish in the smallest pond. Like,
yeah, that'd be dope.
That's why there's so much overlap, is because these Albuquerque residents, there's only like a couple dozen good actors, right?
That No, I mean, they still have that going on with, because they're still filming there.
Yeah. Like, go to Georgia, August. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You could definitely be a day player in Georgia. I don't know. I want you to be on TV more, so could you try?
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
I'll get at that more.
We're so tired, Adam.
No, we'll edit this together and we'll sound super awake.
Oh, yeah, we'll fix it in post.
We'll fix it in post. Yeah. Walt's got lung cancer, you guys. Twist ending.
Yeah, they ask, are you a smoker? He goes, why? And then he's got lung cancer, and they do this thing where it's all gurgly and gargly, and then they go, Walt, do you understand what I'm saying? And he goes, yes, I have lung cancer, and I'm going to die.
And then he's like, can you double check?
Are we sure we're sure?
Can we just double check? And the doctor's like, all right. And he goes and runs the test again. And he's like, yep.
100%.
Lung cancer. So oopsie doodle. And then they go back to the car wash. And his boss is like, hey, do some shitty shit. And Walt's like, fuck yeah.
And then he slaps everything really hard.
Mm-hmm. Slaps everything with his penis. Just kidding. He doesn't do that. That would have been better.
Like, how is he not capable of just like anything other than where he is at in this time? It's bothering me that I don't have the answers. I thought I would have better answers for that big question.
Yeah, he just pissed everyone off.
I could see him being like, I think, proud.
He just pissed everyone off, and they can't. It's an incestuous community, and they're like,
we heard stories about you, mister.
And maybe he's not that good of a scientist. He's just good enough to make meth.
I think that, like, he seems really smart, and he knows a lot about minerals and,
fair,
you know, crystals and stuff like that. So it seems like that's, you know, I don't know. It's not like they ever warn you, like, you can't go into science. There's barely any jobs. Like, they need geode people, right? I don't know.
Wait, why is he like a mineral guy now?
Because that's what they said in the party episode with the Schwartzes, that he was like the crystal guy.
Oh.
And that's when I realized, oh, he's good with crystal meth because of crystals, I guess.
I thought like it meant like he's good at like generating crystals, but I don't know what that means.
I don't know. But like, who did he piss off at Grey Matter in the first place? Oh, he just gave up on Grey Matter. But why couldn't he ever go with his tail between his legs and go, like, can I be the chief operating officer or something? Like, why doesn't he have a better job?
Because maybe he thought the teaching industry was set to have a big boom. And there's this... black kid from Chicago with a funny name who's running for president, and he's gonna pay the teachers more, is what he thought.
It's wild, because, like, I guess Albuquerque's different, but the teachers in my hometown, they all started out, like, at...
He's talking about Barack Obama.
I got it.
Okay.
They all started off making a lot of money, or not a lot, but, like, if you were teaching for even 5 to 10 years, I'd imagine you were making, like, 70 to 80K. And that was in,
70?
Like, yeah, like, and that was in, like, the suburbs of Chicago in 2005. So, like,
wow.
To imagine that he's stuck at 40K forever is bizarre, you know? Plus, his teachers union doesn't have good health insurance. There are some things that I'm confused about. Because, like, my dad was a public servant for a long time, or I guess he wouldn't call it public servant. He's a cop. And they have great health insurance, so why wouldn't the teachers? I'm just mad, that's all. It's a day.
Maybe New Mexico sucks.
Yeah, I think that's very possible. They're just Albuquerque.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the problem. It's too sunny.
Yeah, and maybe that's like, you know how you can't really get like hurricane insurance for cheap in mm-hmm. Florida?
In Iowa, I got a shit ton of hurricane insurance.
Yeah, cheap, mm-hmm. pennies on the dollar. And maybe it's like you can't get cancer insurance in
cancer
New Mexico
insurance.
Because of how sunny it is, because everybody's just got melanoma.
Melanoma sounds like a Pixar movie.
It really does.
Okay. Well, Walt goes on the drug bust. And this... is important because this is where we meet Jesse.
And Jesse was fucking. His dick was wet. He had
fucking a neighbor lady.
Yeah, but while he's fucking somebody, Emilio, he's getting busted. And
and you thought Emilio's cute, right?
Oh, did I ever?
Yeah.
What a mm-hmm. little hunk of man.
Yeah, he's a hunky man. And Hanks is like, hey, my snitch is the one who told me about this place, and now we know it's Crazy Eights, the snitch.
How do we know that for sure? Because we know it wasn't Jesse that turned on him.
Hank talks about it in one of his little cold open meets in a future episode.
Oh, about Crazy Eight? Yeah.
Yeah, he's mentions... like, Crazy Eight, my snitch.
Ah, aha.
So there's a reality where Crazy Eight and Hank, like, chit-chat.
And do you think... Well, I guess Hank doesn't seem like the type, but he probably says terrible words to him. But, like, I was thinking about the DEA in El Paso that, like, spoiled and lavished, their snitch. I wonder if...
Oh, Tortuga? Yeah. He seems a little more high status than Crazy Eight.
True. No, you're right. That's a good point. And that's a cartel person. But, yeah.
I just saw Danny Trejo in another movie in the Halloween remake from 2007.
I saw that Danny Trejo has a new Trejo's Tacos in Santa Monica.
Oh, that's good. Good for him.
Yeah, it is good for him.
Okay, well, oh my god.
I'm sorry, I'm feeling it too. We got to power through, though. It's what, like, the listeners demand.
It's like prime time where you are.
I have two kids. I have barely slept
fair.
For a while.
That's fair. He sees Jesse and he's like, Jesse, don't narc. And... Jesse drives away, and then he goes to Jesse's house,
and Jesse's putting away his car that he loves, and then Walt shows up and he goes, I'm here, guess what, I'm about to change your life forever. And then he does this thing, he goes like, I'm here, bitch, slay, yes, slay,
I'm here, bitch, slay, yes,
slay
is what he does.
Yeah,
exactly. Look, I'm doing my bad habit where I just repeat what you say.
No, it's okay. Now I gotta yawn because you yawned.
I'm also on new medication that makes me yawn, so that's no fun.
Like all the time?
Yeah, even when I'm not tired, it makes me yawn a lot.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Once I had a medication that made me sweat a lot, even when I wasn't working out.
Oof.
Yeah.
I used to sweat so bad, I had to get prescription deodorant.
Wow. You won. No, mm-hmm. You won the sweaty awards.
Yeah. I don't really sweat that much anymore. So, you know.
Yeah, it's weird how when, like, our bodies, our hormones calm down, everything mm-hmm. kind of benefits from it, you know?
Yeah. I don't get why a deodorant would be prescription. What are you going to do, snort it?
Well, antiperspirant, I guess maybe because that's like a more advanced chemical compound, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
They sometimes would like make certain medicines that like just treat fucking thrush like prescription in babies.
Oh.
Who's going to fucking take baby medicine? I don't know.
Babies.
I mean, yeah, but like abuse baby medicine.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fair.
I don't know. Maybe the world's stupid. Maybe our country's dumb.
Maybe. But Mitt Romney's out there trying to fix it. Lest we forget. What was I gonna
this
say?
This is the sleepiest one.
This is the sleepiest one, and it's the pilot. Oof.
We did it bad. I'm sorry.
We should have, guys, it's the only time we could record. All right, Meg's two kids. Fuck you.
I had two kids. I had family in town.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we had to do it now.
Yes.
Well, El Camino, we're going to be wired.
I've been playing Red Dead Redemption 2, and in there you can get something called cocaine gum, and I just think that's the cutest thing. We should get cocaine gum.
You misspoke for a second, and it sounded like a much more adorable game called Red Redemption.
I really did. Red Redemption.
Red Redemption.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a movie about Red Riding Hood and her redemption.
Yeah, she...
You become friends with Haywolf. Yeah, so they're going to start doing drugs together. We've all seen this. Then Walt steals a bunch of chemistry supplies from his school.
And Jesse goes, nah, bitch.
Uh-huh. And he says a slur for gay people that you shouldn't say. But in 2007, we all kind of said with abandon.
I'm just glad that things are different now.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
I said it a time or two when I probably shouldn't have. I'm pretty ashamed of it.
I think that it's better that our society thinks, at least my friends, don't like that word. And I think that's
same.
Good. Yeah.
It's frowned upon if you use that word now.
If you said it.
I'm not even saying it.
You know, they used to say it in like Adult Swim cartoons. I very, very clearly remember them saying it in like Venture Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Could you imagine? As a punchline to a joke.
Different time. Ugh, disgusting. Different time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesse says that word that you shouldn't say.
Yes.
And then they... Oh, and then he's like, we're going to cook in your house, Jesse. And Jesse goes, whoa.
Yeah, very presumptuous of Walt to be like, we'll just do this here, yeah?
Uh-huh. And he's like, yeah, we need an RV. Go get your life savings.
So he goes to a credit union and he takes out $7,000, and it's a sad thing to think a man only has $7,000 at the age of 50.
So he actually had a camper to buy, but then he spends all this money at a strip club, and then he just combos like, I got a camper.
Yeah.
Is what happens. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, he steals his mom's camper.
Yeah.
It is weird to think about Combo being alive, Skinny Pete and Combo and Badger all being... existing. It's strange, you know?
Yeah, at a strip club.
Yeah, they go to a strip club later that day.
Yeah.
That's weird, right?
And they stay there all night?
And they waste so much money.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't feel worth it.
Yeah, because when do you come?
You don't.
It's what a boring thing to do. I
feel like, yeah. Yeah, it seems boring. Maybe it's a status thing.
I don't know. Yeah, men like to feel powerful, I guess.
I guess. But I didn't think they looked powerful.
The men in that situation.
The men at the strip club.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, I won't say it's a weird thing. I don't want to get into it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anywho, And then Jesse says the title of the show.
You're gonna break bad?
You're gonna break bad? You're gonna breaking bad? And Walter goes, yes, I'm gonna, looks to camera, break bad.
And then he does double finger guns.
Yeah. No, he says, I am awake. And you loved that line.
I didn't like the look he gave him. I was like, did I like that or did I not like it? Because I think it was the right acting choice. Yeah, I think it was right. It just didn't sit well with me. I don't know. Because thinking about, like, he gives him a look that's like, what can I say? I'm awake. Take it or leave it.
Would you have preferred that read? Hey, I'm awake.
Well, I don't know. Just like the look he gave, I think, is just like some look of a satisfied man in his 50s who's white. And I never like seeing that. I want all of them to be.
I think he looked very satisfied in this.
What?
But maybe. I didn't think he looked very satisfied.
I think he, like, seems more self-assured in anything he's ever done. Like, in this moment, he's like, I'm doing this because I finally, I know what I want. And it's to cook meth. Or, like, I see a path and I have some knowing of peace in my life. And I don't ever want that for any man, period. Except if they're my son.
Oh, yeah, Brock's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But Jesse's like, are you going crazy, man?
Because I should know about it.
I should know it if you're going crazy. Stop yawning, Mr. White.
And he goes, I'm awake, and then he just runs into the desert.
He runs into the desert, and he goes, whoop, 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 whoop. And I think later on, they cook good meth.
And yeah,
in the desert.
Jesse's like, these crystals are like 2 inches long, Mr. White. You're like a genius, bro. And then Walt's like, yeah, shut the fuck up. How do we get money? And then
Where's the money? Where's the money? Will you buy it? Will you buy it? And he's like, what? No.
So I gotta get time to buy this shit. And
this is just nothing if I don't sell it.
And then we see Jesse go to Crazy 8's house, and Crazy 8 has a mean dog.
This 8 is crazy.
Yeah. He's got...
He's teaching his dog to attack humans.
Yeah, and he's got, like, a big punching bag shaped like a human being.
The dog's biting all over. And he's got a big human being shaped like a hunk named Emilio who walks downstairs.
And he's like, because Jesse's like, I'm gonna beat Emilio up. I can't believe he said I was a snitch. And then Emilio's like, I'm your friend.
Then Jesse's like, whoa, ho, back track. Oops, whoop, ho, whoop.
I got good crack, he says. I got good methamphetamine. Those aren't the same drug, huh?
Could not be more different.
Crack and meth are different.
It's like Starburst and Hershey Kisses, just different.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would not want to mix those.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about
that. No, those... Can you imagine putting a Starburst in your mouth and a Hershey Kiss in your mouth at the same time and chewing?
It would be gross, but you wouldn't die.
You might die.
No, you're not going to die from that.
You sure?
I don't think so. I don't think you'd die. It wouldn't be nice. I feel like you wouldn't like...
Someone would come and, like, kill you.
Okay, well, someone might get mad and kill you. That's true.
Yeah.
And and on the coroner's report, it would just say he had it coming. But...
Yeah, he had it coming. And then they'd sing that song from Chicago.
Yeah. And they changed the song to go Starbursts.
Starbursts. Kisses.
Ooh. Cicero.
Ah. Cicero. good. Won an Oscar.
It did, and I'm so happy it did. I really enjoyed it. I really liked it.
Yep. The Year of Our Lord, 2004.
Was that? It was 2003.
It came out in 2003. It won the 2004 Oscar. These are things I know. I'm going to fact check myself.
I thought it was 2003 for sure.
I think it came out in 2003, but I think it won the 2004 Oscar.
It was like February 2003, was it not? So yeah, you're right. It would have been the 2004 Oscar.
Oh, Meg, my hubris has gotten the better of me again.
No.
Chicago is a 2002 American movie, which means it won the Oscar in 2003. Meg is correct.
Oh, wow.
I was so confident.
Crash was 2005 or 2006? We don't need to get into this. It was in I feel like it won in 2005.
A Crash?
Yeah.
Crash movie. Crash is a 2004 film, so it means it would have won in 2005.
I did it.
Yeah, nice. Well, actually, hold on. It wasn't released in theaters until 2005. I think it still would have won in 2005, right? Right?
When I started working at Blockbuster, Crash had just come out on DVD, and there was like an entire wall dedicated to copies of that fucking movie, and everybody hates it now.
It's not a very good movie.
I have never seen it because I hate very heavy-handed dramas.
Uh-huh.
And so that's my reason.
Oh, it won a 2006
Oscar.
Interesting. Mm. My teacher really liked it, my history teacher. Oh, and I was like, you sure?
Fuck them.
Yeah. That sounds... This is not... Maybe I should watch it again.
All right, yeah, let's watch Crash.
We'll watch Crash. And then we'll watch the whole series.
Yeah, backwards.
That was clearly filmed in New Mexico. Okay. They are mad at Jesse. They're like, hey, man, you need to... Where'd you get this? Because this is... Holy shit.
You're not capable of anything good, Jesse. You're a fuck up. And we need to know who you're conversing with because this just can't be. You're cheating. You're plagiarizing. We don't like it. And so they go out to the desert and they just see Walt in his underwear. And the guy is like, you come work for me. And why does that not work? Like, why is... Oh, I remember now. Emilio recognizes him from the DEA. I fucked up. Why wouldn't this work out in everybody's favor and go on forever? No, it's because because of the DEA raid. And they want to kill them both. But instead, Walt says, what if I just, like, teach you how to cook?
And Jesse hurts his face.
Yeah, because it gets hurt by Emilio.
A rock. He just trips. Oh, he's like, run, Mr. White!
I thought Emilio, like, kicked him. I don't know where.
No, he just trips and hits his face on a rock.
What did I do?
Later on, Emilio kicks him.
Oh, well, I just got confused. It's a busy household. Sometimes my eyes weren't on the screen.
That's okay. Wait. Now we got to watch it again.
Oh, the whole series?
No, the whole series again.
Oh, shit.
Because you weren't watching, including all the bloody parts.
Oh, no. Shucks.
Or just the bloody parts, whatever you prefer.
Ah. So then Emilio kisses everybody, right? He just goes around and they kiss each other in a circle for a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
There's so many. I just realized there's so many. Because this pilot bounces around. Like, we skipped the scene where he, like, buys clothes for his son.
Oh, we did skip that scene. Yeah. It goes in a lot of different places.
And there's, like, a lot of different, like, sad scenes where he's, like, the thing in his car is broken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't really care. We don't need to tie about everything. But it's kind
of
funny.
He beats up some people making fun of his son for having cerebral palsy. Which also
That's
is,
all you
like,
need to know.
What? That makes no fucking sense. Like, what people were at that age are like, you know what's great? Taking the mickey out of a person who has, you know, some type of disability.
Kids are awful. Yeah. I don't know.
But those weren't, like, kids. Those weren't, like, middle schoolers. Those were, like...
They were high schoolers.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I think... I could see them being, like, mean. And maybe thinking, hey... I'm just jobbing with my friends. They can't hear me over there, but I'm loud. So, oops, they can hear me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure I was a shit at some point, but I don't think I was verbally and loudly making fun of a person with disabilities. Like,
I don't think I was either.
Well, maybe we're just better than those.
Oh, wait, no. I did a lot. Yeah, I made fun of a lot of kids with disabilities. That was kind of my thing.
What?
Yeah, I would just do... It was they call me Make Fun of Disabilities Adam was the nickname I had.
Oh, pox on you, good sir.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad about it.
Yeah.
I would go to different towns just to do it.
A pox on you.
I didn't do this, you guys. This is fake.
So then what happens is he cooks meth and they're very up in his shit about it, which I was like...
Yeah, they're smoking cigarettes. They're blowing in his face.
And then they're, like, kind of pressing guns to his temple for some reason.
Question. Did you think Emilio was as hot when he was smoking?
Yeah.
Smoking's an ugly habit.
Yeah, no, but I know he's about to die and the cigarettes don't kill him.
That's fair.
And I'm not ever gonna, you know, fuck this guy, I don't think.
You might.
He's dead.
I bet you both live in Hollywood.
Well, the character Emilio is dead, and if there was any...
Oh, that's true.
Never mind.
Okay. But then Walt, the quick thinker that he is, throws a bunch of red stuff in a pan.
And it goes, surprise, bitch! And then it makes him unable to breathe and pass out. And they start trying to shoot at Walt, but they quickly succumb to the smoke fumes and they get dead. Or one dies and the other one is just hurt very badly.
Yeah, I think, I'm assuming when he wrote the pilot before it got picked up, it was presumed they were dead. And then when they were right now, the next episode, oh, what if one of them isn't dead?
That would be quite the pickle.
Yeah. Well, let's write that. That's what Vince sounds like. Question. Were you excited to find out where the bullet holes came from?
Yeah, I guess that was something that needed an explanation for sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. That was good.
Did you go like, oh? Mm.
I was surprised. I thought there would be a reason why Hank would have known about them better. Because when he's in the junkyard, he's like, look, these are bullet holes. That's the only probable cause I need. And I thought maybe he'd have had an interaction with the Winnebago that would have been like, you know, I know about that. It has bullet holes.
Well, shit, Meg. I don't know. I don't know.
A tone I hear a lot in people that I'm just annoyed. Shit. I don't know, Meg. Okay? Are you happy?
I don't know. Hank's cool. He's a good cop.
Hank is good. Hank is such a good cop that the order of this where he's like, it blows me away that he never was like, I took Walt on a ride along. He wanted to look in the meth lab. All of a sudden, the equipment to cook meth disappears from Walt's lab. He's been acting funny. Like, how could he not get there faster than he did?
It's just so, the idea that this weirdo is going to starting a criminal enterprise is just so outlandish to him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, and then they have to drive away. They have to drive really fast. And that's where we were in the cold open when Patti LaBelle was singing.
Yeah, and that she's singing and it's like pretty zany. Mm-hmm. And the bodies are sliding around. And even though she's singing, they're also playing Yakety Sax.
Yakety Sax, yeah.
And then he loses control of the Winnebago. And that's when he is, you know.
He tries to kill himself.
Yeah.
Because he points the gun to himself and it doesn't go off.
He clicks the trigger, but has a safety.
Did you think that was like, for the purposes of our show, we're watching it backwards, was it kind of cool and just like, oh, fuck. In this finale for us, he tried to kill himself, which would have negated the whole show.
Yeah, that was a moment that it was like, oh, if that safety just had not been on, that's the end of this. Like, a lot of people's lives would not have been ruined. I mean, Skyler and, you know, Walt Jr. for sure, but you know, Hank would have been around to support her and take care of her. Yeah. You know, his family might have actually been okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite a bit. And then the gun shoots right away. He's just, he was stupid. He didn't know how to work it. Dummy.
And then,
but it turns out, guys, it's just the fire people.
And they don't give a fuck about this pantsless man on the side of the road at all. They just got to fight that fire. And they're very steamy hunks. And they're built, all of them. And
yeah, they're all hot. All the firemen are
book learned.
All the fire, yeah, they're smart. Huh? They're all reading Dickens while on the on the way to the brush fire. And then it's like, we got to clean this up. And then he dries some money in a dryer.
Then he gets in bed.
Fuck. The show ends with some fucking.
Yeah. Which is, I don't know about you, but just fantastic news.
Pretty cool. Yeah. The final shot of Breaking Bad, if you watch it the right way, is a fuck. It fucks. They fuck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And that's the whole series. What do you think?
How do you feel about the journey?
I wish I wasn't so tired so I could be a little bit piffier here, but
Well, we have El Camino to talk.
True. And on that, I'm going to drink a lot of Dr. Pepper.
Nice.
And be constantly going to the bathroom.
Nice.
I enjoyed, you know, this process, absolutely. It feels like, you know, a lot more moments of like, oh, okay, than intended, or the show ever intended to really have any of those moments. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Just an exciting way to watch a story. And though I will say I did not feel like I was slowly watching a person get better. I felt like I was just watching a villainous bad guy lose all his oomph, but still be kind of a annoyed dickhead, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he does kind of... This is the only episode where he was kind of sympathetic in this one, right?
But very quickly loses that in the next few episodes.
Yeah.
So that's, I think, my main observation.
Well, what rating do you give this episode?
I think like an A-. A-. Yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good. But where did The Ringer put it? That's what's important.
I think The Ringer has to have this in the top 10 somewhere. And so I think The Ringer put this episode at number... four.
Ah, close. You made your spread. Number six.
Oh my god, I was gonna say seven, and oh wow, six wasn't even in there. It wasn't even a thought to me, but close. No, I did make my spread.
Well, shit. guys, that's
the end.
Huh? Wow, I feel different.
How did you feel about all of this process? How did you view it going in at this approach?
It was pretty cool. I liked watching it this way. It was fun chirping you along. Maybe we shouldn't have recorded this when we were both so tired.
We have El Camino to really bookend.
We have El Camino. We'll talk about the whole series after El Camino. Because El Camino... They touch on the series a little bit.
Okay.
So, you know, onward to new thing. We're going to do Saul next, and that'll be fun.
That will be fun.
Okay. But guys, until next time, it's 1:30.
Yeah, until
it's
1:30 in the morning.
We got to go to bed,
we're
guys.
Sleepy,
until next time.
A mighty fine Heisenberg.
Mighty fine Heisenberg.
To you, fair listeners.
Bye. We did it.